You are proposing a change to municipal road.
Yes, my thought of this was municipal road is in dire need of major, major repairs. And we're talking in the millions of dollars. That length of highway, which takes in part of Urquhart Falls municipality, because they're responsible for part of the road as well. We don't have money. We're trying to get enough money for connecting Link and all our other roads that are in the city itself. Not saying municipal road is not in the city, but we're trying to deal with the built-up areas, and we're short of funds in doing that. So municipal road, like I said, is in dire need, and we don't have the dollars to put towards it. So the proposal I'm bringing forward is to put a permanent half load on municipal road, and I've talked to the mayor of Urquhart Falls. They're aware of what my proposal is going forward, and they're willing also to put a permanent half load from their section. So our section, so there'd be the whole municipal road being a half load.
What does half load mean?
Well, so what the right now you're going to see the whether it's the ore trucks or the big logging trucks. So whatever their load weight that they could actually carry on a highway, they'll have to bring that load in half. So, sorry. What they'll have to do then is make two trips versus one. So it means it's going to be very expensive for any truck hauling out there, mining company, logging, trucking, deliveries, whatever the case might be. It has to be brought down a half load to use a municipal road, or they'll have to go down towards Matheson on Highway 11 or 101 and use that route, or back up to 655. So it is very inconvenient for them, and very costly for them as well.
But this will only prolong things until you do get the money to fix it.
Correct. All this is to bring it forward so that we can probably do some patchwork and whatnot else, but it's in dire need, like I say, for total reconstruction of that highway. So this will prolong and make our road last a little bit longer by getting off those logging trucks that are being proposed to be using that and hauling from there, and anything else going on. This will keep our road a little bit longer, but it's not the end all. It's just to stop our immediate costs going out. The proposal is to, for the province, that's one of the roads that was downloaded to the city of Timmins and to Urquhart Falls. We can't keep going. I mean, it's a provincial park that's on that road, and it's one highway connecting another highway. It's not part of our connecting link where we're traveling through it. Most people that use that road are coming from elsewhere. And yes, we do have residents living in that area, but it's not a road that's we considered connecting link. The province considers that highway connecting to another highway, but it should never have been our responsibility back in the day when they downloaded it.
Do you want to see the government take it back?
Exactly. That's the proposal for the government to take that back, or what we can do, because, again, that's in the millions and millions of dollars, and with two municipalities being responsible for that road. If the province would take it back and start doing repairs to that, it would save us a lot of headaches, and where we're going to try and find the dollars, because we're not going back to the taxpayers for that. We can do some patchwork on it, but patchwork is just what it is. It's patchwork, and it's not going to last.
Now, like anything like this, if you do get the half load instituted, one of the problems or complications would be enforcement. How do you propose enforcing the half load?
You're right on the half load. It's the enforcement, and that's another big issue, and I've brought that forward many times. There's a scale in New Liskeard that most of the time it's closed, and I think there's another scale maybe up in Cochrane. There is no scales. So you can leave, whether you leave in the city of Timmins or going from Folliette, whatever the case might be, right over into Quebec, whether it's overweight even. We have no scales to regulate nothing, and I'm not picking on the truckers, but they're the ones that are hauling these loads that are breaking up our highways. So will they be hauling overload? Could they be hauling over the weight? It could possibly do, because some of these logging trucks are coming out of the bush, just heaping, and down our roads and down municipal road. So I would also like to see some place and maybe just before Matheson or right at Matheson, so you can connect the truckers that are coming from the Quebec border in our way and from Timmins heading down the other way. All trucks must go to that weigh station, get weighed in, so we know what's coming on our road and the weight it's actually being. And we are missing that huge up here. Right now, the MTO will put, sometimes at the Whitney Arena, they'll put up a temporary scale to inspect that. But it's not the way it should be done. And there's millions of dollars being wasted on our highways. Put up a scale, and I think we'll have better control. And that's when you're going to get some enforcement done. In the meantime, it's the if they see a police officer sees or OPP sees a logging truck, I'm using logging trucks, hauling down that highway, and it's a full load, then you pull them over and see what we can. We can send them off to Kid Creek has a scale at the Met site. So we could send them there to get some weights done, and then see whether a charge is going to be actually necessary or not. Very difficult to control. And any of the residents are planning on doing some work that live in that area, I ask them to give me a call. We can work around them by allowing them to haul that load of concrete in so they can put a garage floor in. Those little things, we can work with that and let them continue on what they want to do. It's not to stop them. It's just to stop the regular heavy loads. And as you can remember, back last fall, OPG come forward, and their game plan was to haul up 655 down Kerrigan Road and all that stuff. We put a stop to that. My suggestion to them at the time was to put a batch plant out at the dam, or there's a batch plant up in Urquhart Falls, so they could haul from Urquhart Falls. Saves on our roads here, saves on Municipal Road. They would call from Urquhart Falls. But with what I'm proposing, we'll restrict that even further, and it's going to be more costly for them. So somebody's got to start talking, somebody's got to start dealing. They were supposed to come back to see the city council back in January. And here we are going in April. I've not heard back from them, and I've made calls to them. So I don't know why everybody thinks that, well, it's up north, we could do what we want. It's not happening with me there.
What's the process now? Is it just a resolution at council?
Yeah, so I brought it forward to be brought up at the, I think it's April 11th meeting. So I'm going to be asking for a resolution to be prepared to put immediate half load on Municipal Road. Now, do we have to give them a week or something like this? I'm not quite sure, but that'll be Steph Palmentier can figure out what time frame that has to be given. Otherwise, I want the signs to go up because we will be putting up half load seasons now on our different roads because of the spring, and that road's going to take a bigger beating. So we can get that resolution through. I'm hoping council will support me on this moving forward. And it's not to be miserable to anybody. I'm just trying to look after the taxpayers' dollars. And that road is millions and millions of dollars, and we don't have enough to do our streets and that one on top of it. So that's a provincial responsibility. They have to take it back. And, I mean, they gifted it to us, and I can re-grift it back. I have no problem with that.